This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A judge is outraged at the release of undercover video showing abortion executives joking about making specimens from abortions. A judge in the abortion joke undercover video case wants David DeLayden in court to explain how he got around an earlier court order. Meanwhile, a Texas state rep and his family are under more death threats after saying penalties for animal cruelty should not exceed those for partial birth abortion infanticide. Arlington, Texas Republican Tony Tinderholt is protected by police, essentially for saying human life is exceptional. Maine has defeated assisted suicide, noting that such bills almost always lose now. Attorney and bioethicist Wesley Smith says baloney to the idea that assisted suicide is undefeatable, and adds that if media did their job, people would understand opposition to these measures. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Fighting against pro-life criticism, a Christian high school in Maryland is trying to explain how a pregnant student is being punished for immorality. The student, Maddie Runkles, and Students for Life of America instead say the school is punishing the results of Maddie's earlier actions and that the school has lost sight of the pro-life idea that her pregnancy is a child, not a mistake or sin. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.